Seeing the body was supposed to be cathartic, but the man in the lipstick wasn't my dad. I mean, he was, but he wasn't. There was so little dad left in him that the emotional experience wasn't too dissimilar from gazing upon a giant steak in a suit. There was discomfort and a sick sort of fascination, but mainly a desire for the moment to end. That sounds callous. Maybe it was. Maybe it was a symptom of over-researching. The night before, I had spent hours reading about embalming to prepare myself for what this would be like. And now all I could focus on were his glued together eyelids, his sewn shut mouth, and his bloated limbs, stuffed into clothes tailored well enough to distract everyone from the fact that he looked like a Jim Henson fever dream. Benjamin Whittaker, the artist formerly known as Dad, had hugged a telephone pole whilst travelling at approximately 60 miles an hour. Swerve, smash, gone. Well, not really, but swerve, smash, unconscious doesn't have quite the same punch. The lungs were the problem, the lack thereof. They'd popped like a balloon, which isn't super conducive to living. Even so, he'd managed to survive long enough to get to the hospital, but not much longer. And when there was no one left to keep alive, they tried to figure out why. Town officials, police officers launched an investigation that only led to more uncertainty. The front of the car had practically melted, and there was no way to tell if it had been faulty brakes or steering or whatever, so the best they could come up with was that maybe he had fallen asleep, or been texting, or suicidal. Or maybe there was a deer or person, or maybe he just wasn't paying attention. And I'm sure to the outside observer, any of those possibilities might have seemed realistic. But the outside observer didn't know Dad.